ஓம் ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஓம் சமஸ்தஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்மவித்வரம். ஓம் சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய விஸ்வோத்பத்யாதி ஹேதவே தாபத்ரய விநாசாய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணாய வயம் நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். இன் பக்தி தேர் மஸ்ட் பி லவ், தேர் மஸ்ட் பி ட்ரஸ்ட், ஃபேத். குரு, ஹி வில் நாட் டூ எனி திங் ராங் ஃபார் மீ. ஸோ தேட் தே கம் வித் டோட்டல் ஸ்ரத்தா, கம்ப்ளீட் ட்ரஸ்ட் இன் தட் குரு, தட் குரு நோஸ் அண்ட் ஹி வில் என்லைட்டன் அஸ். And that love should be unconditional. Then what happens is, sometimes suppose a guru has got four more disciples, and some disciples start feeling that the guru is very partial, you know. No such thought should come to our mind. Maybe that disciple needs some kind of different kind of attention or approach and all that. So, but you should not think it is a partiality. But it happens. There are doubting guru also. Guru, you know, I very partial. So love unconditional. Trust complete. Then reverence, respect, reverence. The respect also. Only their standing is obedience. Your wish is my command. Such respect, reverence. Should not even breathe loudly in front of. Na prashrasitavyam. And love, trust, reverence, all these things put together is called bhakti, devotion. And in this devotion, then naturally ever readiness to serve. But service should be not what you want, what guru wants. Sometimes, you know, we only force that the guru that. No. So we have to see what he needs. And therefore the disciples are also, they are categorized. Uttam, Madhyam, Samanyam. The best disciple is one. This bhakti, what makes your mind totally tuned with guru's mind. So much that even gurus, without telling guru, that shishya knows what he wants. And the person does that without being told. The bhakti, that love is such, the mind is attuned with that. That's called bhakti, tuning. Second devotee is one disciple not able to anticipate or understand that, but when he told, he does it immediately then. Second devotee. Third, even after being told, will not do immediately, or even if he does it, not very, very efficiently and some clumsy job. Get me a glass of water. Okay. Then he meets with some other person. They start talking with each other. But guru has asked for a glass of water and all. So take the glass. Dripping everywhere and all that. And guru, dhadam, guru ka kapde ke upar abhishek ho. Not rationally. Uttam, Madhyam, Adham, Samanya. So bhakti, when he said etat sarvam gurau bhaktya, means if a devotee has got that shraddha, prema, adara, and that bhakti, so mind is so tuned, fine-tuning. You know, all the musicians also, they want to tune their instrument. Or you have got a radio, transistor, TV, whatever. You tune it properly. Then whatever, what the program comes from there that you hear. Otherwise, different sounds only keep coming there. So, grow bhakti. So, when a student has got this type of bhakti, mind is so tuned, then the transfer of knowledge takes place instantly. And you know, and if such guru is pleased, only if guru wishes, by his wish only that shishya will understand everything, not by reading many books and books and books. Bhakti is tap. That's why in the last shloka of Bhaja Govindam, or Shankaracharya said, Guru Charanam Bhuja Nirbhara Bhaktaha Samsarat Achirat Bhava Muktaha. Guru Charanam Bhuja Nirbhara. Be totally devoted to the lotus feet of a guru. Then knowledge will dawn on you. All these qualities and all that, just by remaining only with a great person, we don't get that. But only when you participate, when you are in tune, that our Gurudev said very nicely, a company alone doesn't make you good or bad. It is a companionship, means your participation in that company. Otherwise, so many disciples remain with the great master, but everybody doesn't become like that. Only those who are in tune with that, they get it. Etat sarvam gurau bhaktya puroshoye anjasa jayet. And quickly, then you overcome all that. So therefore, guru bhakti is the seed, key. Now what happens is, in majority cases, oh, Hindi mein kehte hain, oh, guru ko mante hain, lekin guru ki nahi mante. They respect guru, but not what he says and what he asks you to do, you know. Huh? Or guru. But if you are asked to do something, they say, we must use our intelligence also, you know. Guru to kehte rehte hain, unko kya hai? They go on telling me, Guruji. Dhadam dhadam karke koi. Tufani bhakti. Stormy devotion. See, Bhagavan, avatar also, when Sri Ram avatar, how he went to Vasishtha, Guru Grah Gaye Padhana Raghurai Alpakal Sabha Vidya Tai. Sri Krishna Bhagavan went to Sandipani Rishi, right? So even the avatar also, they show what is Guru Bhakti. Etat Sarvam Guru Bhaktya Purusho Yanjasa Jayet. So from 19th to 22nd, 19, 20, 21, 22, the four shlokas I have taken from Bhagavatam. Okay? That's all right. Now what? Upadesha Mimam Nityam विमृशामि पुनः पुनः शमनं च प्रपश्यामि मलानां तु शनैः शनैः. उपदेशम इमं, दिस उपदेश ऑफ नारद ऋषि to that Yudhishthira, that Upadesha, Vimrushami Puna Puna. I reflect on that again and again and again. Manasi Vichintaya Varam Varam. We have to again and again. I already told you, some highly qualified student, many, many lives already, mind is prepared, that person doesn't take too much time. Because sometimes the people ask this question, in how many days I will have realization? How long it will take? How many days? So the only answer is, it depends. It depends. Now some say, how long it will take from me to go from Mumbai to Delhi? Okay. First off, tell how you are going. Oh, by walk, so to start, that's right. The only answer, you just start and let us see. Right? No, I am going by bus. Okay, which bus? I have traveled a lot, and I don't want to tell the name of the city and all that. But you know, from A to B, if you look at the bus, you will say bus. You will not have any much. So I used to ask him, how much time it will take from A to B? So that's I can tell you, we'll leave at 8 o'clock. But when it will, how can I tell? How can I tell? Because in between many things can happen. So what vehicle you are following, taking? If so many factors are there or not? So many factors are there or not? Yes. So if roads are good, car is good, driver also is good, everything good and all that, and if you leave on time, then they tell the arrival time, a departure time, arrival time, if everything goes well. Right? So here also, if the student is prepared, have got that bhakti and all that, they are doing. But again and again, you have to reflect on that. Alertness, right thinking has to be there, and alertness has to be there. That's called vimarshanam. Upadesha mimam nityam vimrushami punah punah. Again and again, I reflect. Then, do you see any result or not? Of course I see. Shamanam cha prapashyami malanam. And then I see slowly, slowly the impurities, they do decrease. Shanai shanai, slowly. Shanai shanai, slowly. You see, now you know that even when you wash your clothes also, some stains and all are there, they get washed away quickly. But some stains are very stubborn, very stubborn. So our impurity of mind also, some of them, they go away all right. But some, stubborn, unyielding. Luckily, only one or two, three, some are very stubborn. The other thing is slowly, certain they are. Then you have to use all kinds of, you know, detergents and all that and that. Only sometimes such thing you have to use, which use for only very called a wash basin and all that. with that type of thing, you have to wash your clothes. Guruji, from where did you get that idea? Other people give me idea. Everything doesn't come from my brain only. So one is Upadesha Shravanam. Then Vimarshanam, reflection again and again. And when you see some result also, that also encourages you. It's possible. And next is very important. Ishwaranugrahadevam prasadena gurostatha kimna sadhyam maya loke nischintoham atodhuna. I put forth effort of listening, reflecting, right? But that alone is not enough. But I have no worry. You know why I have no worry? Because Ishwaranugraha, the grace of God is with me. Grace of God is with every jiva. No jiva is without Ishwara's grace. Now, we may recognize it or we may not recognize it. That's a different matter. So when you say, may God bless you, that is one aspect. But you should remember that God's grace. And how do you know you have got already Ishwara's grace? Are you got a human body? Oh, yes. Now you have got even the desire for this knowledge. That also Ishwara's anugraha only. Then it's already there. So Ishwara anugraha evam. Prasadena guru satha. In the same way, Guru's prasad, Guru's grace also has come. We are sitting here. Guru's grace, no? Or Guru's tomorrow's birthday will celebrate on all that worship. So how much here? So many people have not seen him. So what? But his prasad is even, we are experiencing. Today we had the glimpse, you know, how the Siddha body came up and all that. Ashram here. That is Guru Prasad only, you know. Because the Guru has got Karuna, compassion. Huh? And they want. So why should people suffer unnecessarily? The source of Ananda is there in their heart. So Ishwara's grace there, Guru's blessings are with them. So kimnu sadhyam, kimna sadhyam maya loke, then what is there which cannot be accomplished in this world then? So your effort empowered by God's grace, Guru's blessings. All the time I say two G's. One G God and second Guru. Their grace blessings are with you. So why will not? अब तक तो निभाया है, आगे भी निभा देंगे. So far he has brought us to this point, so he will not leave us in lurch. No. So have faith. But your effort must be there. उपदेशम इमं नित्यं विमृशामि पुनः पुनः. Then Ishwara's, I'll remember Ishwara's grace and Guru's grace. Kimna sadhyam maya loke, what is there which cannot be accomplished? Therefore, nischintaha aham ataha. Therefore, Arjuna, now I am free from worries. We should be worryless, not careless. Free from worries. Why worry? Inaugural diocese, sarvada sarva bhavena. Nishchintita, hi Bhagavan eva bhajaniya. Always free from worries. Nishchinta. Koi chinta nahi hai. And then वी मस्ट हैव दैट फर्म फेथ, हम होंगे कामयाब. नॉट एक दिन, पता नहीं एक दिन करें, वी विल गेट इट सून ऑनली. We'll overcome and conquer. एक पता नहीं वो एक दिन कब आएगा. Now only it can be, once our effort is there, empowered by grace and blessings from God and Guru, then this विश्वास, मन में है विश्वास. What is that विश्वास? So we come to the last shloka now. प्राप्स्यामि शीघ्रं मनसो हि शुद्धिं. लीना स्वरूपे भविता च बुद्धिः. पश्यन् निजानन्द स्वरूपलोकम्. सुखं चरिष्यामि सदा विमुक्तः. नाउ आई हैव दैट फेथ. प्राप्स्यामि शीघ्रं मनसो हि शुद्धिं. प्राप्स्यामि, आई शैल गेट शीघ्रं, नॉट आफ्टर वेरी लॉन्ग टाइम एंड ऑल दैट. मनसः शुद्धिं, द प्यूरिटी ऑफ माइंड. सून आई विल गेट प्यूरिटी ऑफ माइंड. ऑलरेडी आई एम सीइंग दैट many are going away, some stubborn stains are there, but they will also go away. Prapsyami shigram manaso shuddhim, and then leena swarupe bhavita cha buddhi, and this my buddhi, my aham bhava intellect, we call mind, leena bhavita, bhavita means bhavishyati, and it will merge in my own sachidananda swarup. About the first shloka only say, Paramatma Dvayanandaha Sarvabhutasthita. So purity of mind will be there. This mind will get absorbed in that my Sachidananda Swarup. And then Pashyan Nijananda Swarupalokam. And then seeing the whole world as expression of my blissful self only. Madatma Sarvabhutatma. The self in me, the self which is me, is the self of all beings. And seeing that, Sukham Charishyami. Aha, Sukham is adverb here, not a verb. It's not happiness, happily. Then Sukham Charishyami. Happily I will move about, roam about. Sada vimuktaha, always free from all anxieties, worries, this, that, you know. No worry. Have that faith, with that faith we keep moving. It is said, the one who keeps sleeping, his fortune also keeps sleeping. The one who sits down, so his fortune also sits down. If he stands, fortune also stands. And when he starts walking, the fortune also starts walking. Therefore, it says, charayvaiti, charayvaiti. Keep moving, keep moving. Don't be lazy. Alasyam is mahashatru. This laziness is the maha enemy. Because if a person has got many, many capabilities, but if it's lazy, no result is gained. All they remain like that only. So many parents come and tell also, oh, my son is very intelligent and this and, but never applies his mind. So achieve nothing there. So prapsyami shigram manaso hi shuddhim, leena swarupe bhavita cha buddhihi. पश्यन् निजानन्द स्वरूपलोकं सुखं चरिष्यामि सदा विमुक्तः. सो बाय गॉड्स ग्रेस एंड आवर पूज्य गुरुदेव ब्लेसिंग्स वी हैव कंप्लीटेड दिस टेक्स्ट कॉल्ड मन शोधनम, प्यूरिटी ऑफ माइंड. सो वी ऑफर ऑल दिस सक्सेस एट देयर लोटस फीट एंड कीप इनवोकिंग देयर ग्रेस एंड ब्लेसिंग. but always remembering their grace and blessing. And we should not say, see, look at that person, he is so blessed, I am so, you know. Yeah? That will be insult of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not like that. His blessings are there with everybody. Okay, now let us see. Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama. सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की ओम पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम